Well, we're co-sponsoring it. I'm giving a talk on Thursday, and I'm interested in the topics that we're dealing with here. Most of our research centers around understanding how the coastal temperate rainforest is unique and then how it also is similar to forests in other parts of the world, and understand our place in that larger interacting biosphere, and understanding where coastal temperate rainforest and the national forest is going under the current regime of global change.
Is this the first time that this symposium has been held?
This is the first time, yep.
What was the genesis for it? Do you remember?
This is an outgrowth of the creation of the Alaska Coastal Rainforest Center, which was a center that the PNW Research Station that I work for was a founding member in collaboration with the Fish and Wildlife Service and the City and Borough of Juneau and UAS and a couple other entities, created the ACRC as a coordinating entity to help bring together scientists from all the different federal agencies, state agencies, and from the universities to work as a group on pooling resources to integrate our approach at a regional level rather than working just within the jurisdictions or disciplines that we normally work.
Or within your particular agency then. Right?
Exactly. Their perception was that there are a number of highly qualified scientists in this town working for a variety of different agencies, and we're not always coordinating the way we could to create a more integrated perspective on the processes that create the things that matter in this forest.
And I noticed real briefly that it looks like it has a little bit of an international flavor for this conference the first time. Was that intentional right off the bat?
Exactly. It was intentional. One of the things we've tried to do is move beyond just the Tongass National Forest and understand that it is an important part, but just a part of a greater entity known as the temperate rainforest. And we can learn a lot by comparing areas and habitats and biomes that are similar or dissimilar. We learn different things from those. It's kind of a comparative anatomy approach. And so it becomes really important to understand what people working in Chile or Tasmania or Northern Europe have found working in similar biomes.
Is there anything in particular that you hope to learn that maybe outside your own realm, or maybe something kind of new for your own particular field?
Well, I already learned something at that first talk this morning, getting a paleontological perspective on how this area came to be and what might be in store for us if we continue to enrich the atmosphere with carbon dioxide. So I've already benefited. I'm looking for that kind of global perspective. I'm looking for other pieces of the puzzle that will tell me more what the significance of my own work is in terms of how it affects other disciplines and other aspects, and also learn more about how other processes that I'm not a specialist in impact the things I study.
Somebody else told me you're involved in an experimental forest, research forest?
I'm the lead scientist for the Hinklatini Experimental Forest, which is the newest experimental forest in a network of 83 experimental forests throughout the United States. It's located out the end of the road in Juneau in Cowie and Davies Creeks. And so we're in the process of developing a science plan, an operating plan, creating collaborative relationships with the universities and other people who are interested in addressing long-term fundamental ecological questions oriented around the temperate rainforest and the interaction with the marine system. We live in a place that has some of the strongest interactions between the ocean and the land that have ever been documented anywhere on Earth. And if we're going to understand what the future is in this region, we need to understand and actually have numbers on the importance of those interactions, because those will change.
How big is this forest, and how long has it been under study?
Well, this experimental forest is about 29,000 acres, about somewhere around 1,700 hectares. That makes it one of the largest experimental forests in the entire network. It was established, June of 2009 now, I may be a year off one way or the other. So it's new. It's just a child. We're just beginning to deal with laying out a science plan, the kind of questions that would be appropriate to ask there, and also develop some kind of infrastructure, both infrastructure in terms of data and infrastructure in terms of facilities necessary to encourage participation by a broad range of university collaborators and other agencies. So we're just getting started.